You know, it's that part of the Easter season where we start hearing more about the Holy Spirit as it's preparation for the coming on Pentecost. So, kind of bring into the backdrop of what we heard this morning. One of the great joys that I always experienced in parish life is when someone comes up to me and starts telling about a new skill or hobby they've taken up. Sometimes they've taken a class, sometimes they've discovered something on YouTube. They're now doing something they've always dreamed of doing. They've seen everything from creating art out of old books, to painting with watercolors, and so many things in between. There's always this expression of joy, wow, I've always wanted to do this, and now I can. Despite the problems we have in this information age, it does have its benefits, because people can be instantly connected to things that interest them. Learning new things can often keep us vital, especially when it's learning something new and putting it into practice. Now, the spiritual life is no different. There will always be some sort of nuance or some new insight that will make you stop and think. God's constantly raising you up to new levels of holiness and goodness, you know, when you cooperate through the prayers of the church, through taking part in the sacraments, and through turning your attention towards God. St. Athanasius wrote that the Son of God became man so that man might become God. Our Orthodox friends call this process theosis, time of deification. Now, this does not mean that we are meant to take God's place. No, that's certainly ridiculous. Nor does it mean that God is somehow lacking and he needs us to complete God. But what it does mean is that God, out of God's goodness, desires perfect goodness for human beings. And if you were to grasp the essence of perfect goodness, you would be like Jesus in many, many ways. Jesus promised his apostles that they would always have help in this process of growth, of deification. He promised that if you would ask the Father would send the Advocate, the Spirit of truth. And then Jesus made a curious comment. He said that he would not leave them as orphans. Now these were grown men. Why would he liken them to orphans? We hear the word orphan and we'll often think of a child. No parents care for them or to teach them. So in a sense, you'd say the apostles might have been like children, and that they were children in the faith, the same way that many of us are. We explore this metaphor a bit, this will make sense. Imagine God as Father. That simply means that God is the adult. And God as the adult knows how life is supposed to work and knows what goodness is. One of the differences between adults and children is that the adults know a lot more. At least we might tell ourselves that, or our own children like to tell us otherwise. But the adults know how society functions, how things in the house work, what is good in the long term, what is dangerous right now, things to avoid. And for the most part, adults are just because we've been around the block so many times are better at living than children are. So it makes sense for children to listen to them and to follow their parents' instructions. Oh, how we wish that were true. No, I'm hearing some sighs. So hit that one close to the mark. A few months ago, I met someone who didn't have an adult presence in her life growing up. She grew up in an overseas orphanage, and it was the kind of place where there weren't enough adults to care for all of the children. She was an orphan in the very real sense. And because there's not enough people to care for them and teach them, the children would often fight each other for the basic things of life, like food. After this person was adopted and moved to this country, she carried a lot of that mindset with her because that was all that she knew. That goodness that her adoptive parents wanted to share was lost on her. And I met this woman many years after all of this, and she was kind of reflecting on her past and saying, being there with somebody who connected to something good, you know, because somebody else had brought her in, loved her, and cared for her, so that her life was transformed. When Jesus told his apostles that he would not leave them as orphans, he meant that they also still had a lot to learn, and a lot of growing still to do. The goal Jesus set before them, and us for that matter, is perfect goodness. And the apostles still had a ways to go. But how would they get there without someone caring for them and teaching them? How would they get to perfect goodness without a connection to perfect goodness? See, up until that point, Jesus was the connection. There, he was walking amongst them. They kept asking questions. He would teach them, sometimes in these riddles that he called parables, but he was there and had that connection. So what Jesus did was made a promise. He promised to send them the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, being the third person of the Trinity, provides for all these necessities. The Holy Spirit cares for you. The Holy Spirit teaches you. The Holy Spirit keeps you connected to perfect goodness. Long before YouTube was bringing interesting information to people, the Holy Spirit had her own information page, connecting people to all the wonderful things that Jesus taught and helping them to live lives based on goodness. Stay vital in your spiritual life by staying connected and constantly learning new things. Everything that Jesus said, did, and taught was an expression of God's goodness. And everything that Jesus calls you to be is also an expression of God's goodness and an invitation for you to participate in that goodness. Just like a person gets excited over a new interest, the goodness of God will literally breathe new life into your mortal body. God wants nothing less than for you to have life to live it to fullness. But to live a full life requires all of us to live good lives. So we stay connected and act to the best of our ability according to these teachings that Jesus left us. And we grow into those teachings, the ones we don't understand and the ones that we find difficult. We are still on the process of growing. We are not left alone to do these things. We are given a helper, advocate, and a comforter. We are given the Holy Spirit, who will keep us connected to perfect goodness itself, so that each day